Chapter 76. Jed Pruitt pulled his VPPD SUV up the steep, winding driveway of the Vineland Park Country Club. As he drove, Pruitt pointed out features of the golf course.
"They keep the fairways flat and the greens furry, so the members will be happy with their scores. Apparently, it keeps the membership levels high. And when you charge the dues and fees this place does..."
The clubhouse loomed before them as they came up to the crest of the hill. Both Diana and Jesse were shocked. Jed Pruitt laughed at their stunned expressions.
"Hideous, ain't it? They spent about 20 mil to redo it about 2 years ago. Turned a perfectly classy old Tudor-style building into this monstrosity."
Diana said, "It looks like a cross between something out of Macbeth and one of those all-the-beer-you-can-drink steakhouses, only uglier."
Pruitt laughed again. "Exactly. Some of our unkinder residents refer to it as the beef and brew."
"At least it's big," Jesse said.
Pruitt agreed. "It's all of that. Cavernous is the way I'd put it."
Almost before Chief Pruitt could put the vehicle in park, a silver-vested valet who looked like an escapee from the cover of GQ was at his door. He had arranged for Jesse and Diana to do a walkthrough of the place, the venue for the wedding and reception. Scott Gahan had assured Jesse that there was no possibility of Peepers successfully pulling anything off at the country club on the day of the wedding. "We've scouted every inch of the place, analyzed where a sniper might hide. We're going to have a portable X-ray scanner for the gifts, and scanners to see who might be carrying. We're going to have temporary barriers set up outside so that a truck can't be rammed into the place. I'll have men everywhere, and a response team will be on site. We've got dummy limos set up for the drive from the house to the venue and from the venue to the airport." But Jesse, not Gahan, was the cop. He had worked security details in uniform and in plain clothes. As he knew only too well, and as Gahan himself had said during their first meeting, there was no such thing as a totally secure location. Diana was a valuable second set of eyes. She had a knack for seeing things that even fellow agents hadn't been able to see. Better still, she was willing to speak up and act if the situation called for it. Like her looks, that knack and her willingness to act were as much a curse as a blessing. It's what had caused her to get jammed up at the bureau and eventually led to their parting ways. More important, Jesse trusted her. He didn't trust Gahan as far as he could throw him, nor did he have much faith in Hale Hunsicker after the events at the bar. Oddly, other than Diana, the one player in all this he trusted to do his part was Peepers. That's why they were all here, because he could count on Peepers to keep his promises.